Talkstock.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green best. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? You dialed it correctly, too. USAPrepares.com, and we're delighted you're here. Broadcasting 2 hours from the CSPOA convention, right here, Tuscany Hotel, Las Vegas, Nevada. Sam's at my left, Kurt Crosby's at his left. And
yeah, didn't Vincent say the woman's supposed to be to the right?
I'm just saying. Sam, well, I did. And you are to my left. And
I know, sir. You're to my right.
And so is Chief Larry Kirk, Chief of Police, Old Monroe, Missouri. Welcome, Chief.
Thank you very much. I'm just proud to be here, proud to see Sam again after our conference last year in St. Charles, Missouri, and glad to get back in the battlefield here with you guys.
Amen, brother. Now, before we get started with Chief Larry Kirk, I want to recap, because I want people to listen to the first hour of Liberty Roundtable Live. You'll be able to get it on archives here coming up soon. If you missed it, didn't get to hear it, I'm telling you right now, it's an absolutely must listen to broadcast with Sam Whitman, Vincent Fennelli, live from the CSPOA conference. We had on our brother Dan, and Dan is a military veteran. Dan is from Washington. He's American. He lived his life dream to become a soldier, but he found out, you know what? We're nation building. He found out we're really there to bring bottom line profits to corporations, and you know what? That's not what he thought he was enlisting for. He found himself caught in a hard place of, man, I want to carry out my duties, but I owe an allegiance to the supreme law of the land, and I made an oath. I got to keep that oath. And now he's an oath keeper with Stuart Rhodes, and he's doing a great job. That hour is, I'm telling you, a must-listen to hour. But Larry wanted to talk about, you know what, those who go serve their country and keep their oaths of office, like Dan Rodriguez. But he wants to contrast that with some folks that are struggling to keep their oaths of office. It's a lot harder for the paper pushers to get sometimes, Larry.
Yeah, you know, I guess last night hearing him speak, it reminded me of Missouri. We have a state rep named Paul Kerbin. And Representative Kerbin was a very young guy, joined the Marine Corps, served overseas. Actually, he was a Marine sergeant. And he came back, and he truly understood a lot of things that Dan was just speaking of. His idea of the Constitution, what he thought it meant, was totally different than what it truly was. I think that's the problem we have with a lot of people right now, including peace officers here in the States. And he came back, ran for a state house here in Missouri after going to college. And if you can look up a video on YouTube, Representative Kerbin from Missouri spoke at a oath keeper's swearing-in ceremony a few months ago and did an incredible job on a speech about the oath of office and the actual role of government and the role that they're supposed to serve as our representatives, whether it's a state house or Washington, D.C., but then also the importance of keeping that oath against a government that is now overreaching its powers that we give them. So I hope that might be glad for today. YouTube video. It's Representative Paul Kerbin out of Missouri, and just hear what he had to say as a former Marine sergeant about what the actual role of government is and what the Constitution truly means to him now.
Sam, we're talking about the role of government and what the Constitution means.
Yeah, and it's interesting to me how people come to that understanding. I'm grateful that Kirkman has come to that understanding. I'm grateful that Dan has come to that understanding. You know, they kind of have a road of get rid of the indoctrination, get rid of the propaganda, get rid of the agenda, and just step back and say, what is America about and what do I believe as a person? You have to almost unlearn before you get it, Larry.
Yeah, exactly. And that's one thing that we're facing right now with police officers here in the United States now. As a police chief, one thing I've spoken about a lot is we're seeing the same type of indoctrination that the military uses in our police academies now, where you're not taught the actual spirit of the Constitution. We don't actually tell anything about the actual police aspects of law enforcement.
Instead, actually, what you do is you just regurgitate the date of the Treaty of Versailles, or you regurgitate the preamble, or maybe the Gettysburg Address or something.
I think
and you don't really delve into the meaning. You just regurgitate it so that you can say, I went through that, right?
Yeah, I don't really think you get that deep in police academies now. I think most police academies just cover case law. So you never even get the understanding of what an amendment was, of where it came from. And so we're putting, you know, police officers out there now, police enforcement arms of the government.
You said case law. What about the Supreme Law, sir?
Well, that's never covered. And that's, you know, that's something I talked about whenever we talked to Michael Peruka last year in St. Charles. That was the only thing I told him was my concern is now is that we are not taught that law. We're taught that law changes day to day based on what a judge says. And if we go with the judicial opinions of people instead of Supreme Law as it's written. And I would say 9 out of 10 of your police officers on the street right now probably have never even picked up a copy of the Constitution. So it's nice to be able to have the ability to hand those out now.
Amen to that, sir. We all come to a greater understanding, and we're meeting each other, and we're not alone. That's one of the greatest messages of what we're doing, and we can take courage. Now, I want to also bring up a story that we talked to you about last year. Last year, it was June. So let's see, what's that, 9 months ago now?
Yeah.
You had mentioned to us that you were having trouble getting ammunition for your police force training. You're having trouble getting for your police force training. And in your police force training, you need ammo to keep your guys up to date, to speed with their weapons, etc. And you couldn't really get the ammo that you needed. You said you'd put in some orders. But no ammo. You have an update on that, right?
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people talk about the federal government obtaining large amounts of ammo, which is true, but I think a lot of times they don't realize that at the local level, it's not the same as at the federal level. And for example, whenever I spoke to you last time, we had called around the various people in state contracts and some other large distributors, and they actually told us that either they couldn't fulfill orders or they just weren't able to take any more orders at the time. So I spoke to you in June. We'd actually had one company take an order, and just within a week of speaking to you, they contacted us and said that they had to cancel the order because they could not fulfill it due to lack of brass. So we were able to find another company, took an order. That was first week of June, and just this past week, we actually received half of our order for 223, half of the order for the 9mm, and none of the 40 cal ammo. So, you know, it's taken us this long, you know, like I said, over half a year now, almost 8 months, and 9 months, and we're just kind of getting very partial amounts of ammo just to do training with our officers now.
Chief, when you say half an order, why don't we just be specific on what you mean by half an order? It's, you know, that's something that someone would go into a gun show and just walk out the door with. Previously, I'm talking 3, 4, 5 years ago. You're talking what, 500 rounds?
500 rounds was the total. We ordered 1,000. That would take us through, you know, a couple of years. And I guess you say, you know, I'll be like, oh, half order. You probably ordered 10,000 rounds. No, we actually ordered 1,000. We got 500.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to make sure that everything was clear. You know, 500 rounds is literally. Literally, I'll get the guys out on the range, and that's gone
in
a day.
Up in an hour.
Exactly.
Yeah, easily. I'm talking slow fire. It's gone in a day.
So, I definitely see that they're, I believe the federal government is trying a three-pronged approach on trying to limit your ability to use your firearm.
Let's talk about that.
You know, if you can't get to where it's illegal to own a firearm, mm-hmm. you're going to go ahead and say, yes, you can own one. Well, it's pretty much... not any good to you unless you can actually fire ammo through it. So I think three things have happened. I think the federal government realizes that they can take up the entire amount of supply, then they have the market cornered. So I think that's one thing that they've done with the mass orders that they've taken part in. Then you've got the
EPA. Yeah, what's the point of that, though, in the land of the free? I mean, hey, man, when I was a kid, we used to play for fun all day long, and hey, ammo was plentiful and cheap, sir. What happened?
Well, I think that's what it is. I really believe that they realize that the judicial decisions that have come down recently and supported the Second Amendment, that they realized that the only way to attack it now is getting the ammo. And so now you have the EPA involved in things like the smelting plant in Missouri back in Herculaneum. Mm-hmm. And then the third thing is I think they're eventually going to start taxing ammo, whatever little bit's left, to where it's just too expensive to even buy. So I think it's a three-pronged approach, I think, right now.
I think it's more than three prongs, because now what they're doing, those are taking a lot of the ability to make the lead and the different things and shutting down what the smelting plant's meant.
Yeah, I think that's probably, like we talked about this last night, I think that's the second prong, is using the EPA now to shut down some of these plants.
Yeah, what happened, Sam, was I called the Doe Run facility, and they are the largest, well, they were the largest smelter of lead in the United States, and they were being fined $65 million by the EPA. So I called them up and I said, we will come to your rescue, and we will ring the alarm, and I'm certain that Sam Bushman will join me, Joyce Riley, and other talk show hosts, and we'll exploit this.
And absolutely you are certain, sir.
Yes.
Just want to make that on the record, you know?
Well, I called their, I guess it would be the person who speaks publicly for the organization, and she was reluctant. She said, you know...
Hold on, let me stop you. That press person you speak of is called a gatekeeper, just so you know.
Okay, well, let me share this with Sam and Chief. She said, you know, we really need to work with these guys. And what she meant was the EPA. So let's play nice. And I said, hold it. You're talking about a $65 million fine. These guys are coming down on you. These feds are coming down on you like a ton of bricks, and you want to play nice? So I asked John Dollarhite, who had been fined with his wife, Judy Dollarhite, $6.19 million for raising rabbits in Missouri. And I said, one-tenth of the fine that you're facing, but this is just a family. This is not a corporation.
Yeah, that takes the term, we're hunting rabbits.
The Dollarhite family was... can you imagine that, Sam? Losing everything that you could have worked for? $6 million for selling rabbits? Now, we're not talking about a couple-acre property that they had, and this was like a side business for their son. So they sold rabbits to Silver Dollar City. Class, if you want to look it up, look up Dollarhite, Dollarhite, and then comma rabbits. And you'll see the story. But the point I'm trying to make is this is a family who faced down the USDA and won. So I believe that the national security interests of you and me and all of us here in America were compromised by the EPA. This could have been worked out, but the strength of the EPA appeared to be so great that the mine shut down. There's nothing in operation. What are your thoughts on that?
And that's directly what we talked about. You sort of come into anything where it's the government's power now, just with the EPA. If they don't like something in regards to, you know, lead smelting, we're going to shut down ammo, they send in them. If it's a raw milk farmer, you know, in a state somewhere, if it's a girl selling missiles falling apart, the government is just overpowering now.
Here we are, live at the CSPOA. He's Larry Kirk. Sam Bush is on my left. This is what.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
For the CSPOA conference, Chief Larry Kirk's with us. Chief of Police, Old Monroe, Missouri. And Sam Bushman's to my left. Dan Rodriguez is across from me. And I've got a question for the chief. It seems to me that law enforcement... Now, I'm not talking about peace officers. I'm talking about law enforcement. And I have a distinction in my mind. It seems that law enforcement is looking for things to give us tickets for. They're looking for, they're on the prowl, trying to find reasons to stop us and give us tickets. Peace officers, I feel, are on our side who want to help us. And the doubt, if there is one, the benefit of the doubt, I believe, is given to us. I don't believe that's the case with law enforcement. I think we're guilty until proven innocent with law enforcement. But here's my question, and you can respond to that if you like. I believe that law enforcement, not peace officers, law enforcement, feels that they have the authority to lie to us. What is your reaction to that?
Well, you know, we spoke last night, and I think that the biggest problem that we have right now is, in many people's eyes, like I said, law enforcement, the idea of police has become, we've become an enemy.
Yes.
And one thing that I've said all along was, one thing that kind of broke my heart after almost 18 years of service now is, I went from joining, you know, like I said, law enforcement or police department or getting involved in criminal justice because I believed that I was supporting my fellow citizens and helping defend my community, whether it was from, you know, crime or whatever else overreaching government. I felt that I was playing an integral part of that, and it was a teamwork atmosphere.
Yes.
Where now I feel that in many cases, like you said, law enforcement believes that they are judged on how many tickets they write. Mm-hmm. They're judged on how many arrests they make. Mm-hmm. So we're no longer judged according to what kind of relationship we have with our fellow citizens. Instead, we're judged on the number of arrests and the amount of time that they bring in. So you have to start asking yourself, at what time did this happen? How do we bring them back in? I think part of that is, one is we have to start telling these elected leaders, whether it's a sheriff or whether it's a mayor or a governor, that one, quit writing so many laws. Because now you've written so many laws that everybody breaks a law. It's just according to whether or not we're come across them while they're doing it.
I was thinking there ought to be a law against that, sir.
Yeah, so you've got so many laws on the books that there's just all these things you can enforce that like I said, there's no actual, there's no reason we should be involved in one. You know, and whether it's high grass or someone catching rain off of their, doing water storage. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Just innocuous things that I think 18 years ago I never would have thought I'd have been involved with or even been contemplating as part of my role as a peace officer. And like you said, now peace officers are trained to where everybody's a suspect. There's no friendly interaction hardly anymore.
Right.
And you don't have that. People talk about Mayberry, and I used to kind of think that was kind of a sly or kind of, I didn't really appreciate the idea of, being, compared to Andy Thurman. But you look back, that's what we should have. We should have that friendship with our citizens, with our other people.
Well, let me share this with you. Please don't take offense. I think of you as Andy of Mayberry, and here's why. Because he was kind, friendly, helpful. Okay, he didn't want to beat up anybody, and if he was going to put somebody in jail, and I know it was a kind of a comedic TV series, but he wouldn't handcuff them with hinged handcuffs, slam them against the wall, throw them against the ground, beat them up, and then yank them up to standing, slam them into a police car, and then throw them in jail. He didn't do that. He would say, okay, come on, let's go. I forget the guy's name, but he was the town drunk, and he'd say, okay, come on, and he put him in jail, and he wouldn't even lock the cell. He'd just say, okay, sleep it off. But, I look at you as a guy who would be an advocate of the community rather than someone who would be oppressive and beating up the community. That being said,
maybe what we should do is we should do enough Native Mayberry in America today and just be like tasing people and slamming people on the hood of your police cruiser, buddy, and just taking care of business and saying, listen, when I say something, buddy, you jump. You jump higher than you've ever jumped in your life, friend. And we could really lay out kind of what's happening in America today. I think Americans would be shocked, but what they don't get is that's happening on the streets in real time, real life to Americans today. And I submit to you that somehow we've got these enforcement, I'm going to call them thugs because they're not really obeying the law, these enforcement thugs, and they've basically been trained coming out of the academies this way to create a really a hostile environment, Larry.
Yeah, and that's what I've always talked about was we've, in the academies and with the younger officers, we have failed just the ability to talk to way out of the situation. And they,
okay, we are live at the CSPOA convention here in Las Vegas.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free.
Pro EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Chief Larry Kirk's with us. Chief of Police, Old Monroe, Missouri. Dan Rodriguez is with us. U.S. Marine Corps
veteran.
Yeah, Sam Bushman at my left. And
I have no claim to fame. Just me.
So here's.
In fact, I put talk show host on my card, and Vincent just felt like that wasn't even worth it. That I just nobody.
Well, when you that's not the case. That is not the case. You were printing up your card. You asked me what I thought. It says talk show host, and I said broadcaster. So we debated, and you kept it. Talk show host.
And what Vincent said is, I have broadcaster on my card. You should be one of those.
No, I don't even have.
And then he looked at his card and it wasn't a broadcaster.
No, my card just says Vincent Finelli.
It should say Farmer.
It should say Farmer. Okay, now Dan Rodriguez has a question for Chief Larry Kirk. And I think it's an interesting question. Now, class, bear in mind that Dan Rodriguez is a young man, a U.S. Marine veteran. So we can put the headphones on if you'd like. I think they're you're all connected.
I'll skip the headphones.
You can skip the, okay, all right. Just grab the mic and you got a question for Chief of Police Larry Kirk. Go ahead.
It's goes far behind the chief here. Beyond the chief. You know, it's for all law enforcement. As a Marine in a combat zone, and this is something that I think about and talk about with my buddies, you know, we all carry medical supplies with us. We carry supplies to help ourselves, and we have a duty and an obligation when there are innocent civilians that have been wounded or enemy combatants. Okay, we have a duty and an obligation to help those people.
The enemy combatants? What are you talking about?
Yes, sir.
You don't have to help those folks, aren't they the enemy combatants?
Well, wait a minute. Two minutes ago, there was a firefight, right?
Yeah.
And so these guys are on the ground.
Huh?
And so your job now is to go over and...
That's our job.
What if they kill your buddy in the line of duty, sir, and...
Well, that's... It's called war, and every Marine, soldier, whatever, you know, they're going to treat each situation differently. But when somebody's shooting at you,
I'm not going to bet the enemy, sir. Just not going to do it.
Okay. Well, I tell you what. You've neutralized the threat. Now he's a wounded person, another human being laying on the ground, bleeding out.
If I take care of him, that creates a national security crisis. Sir. In other words, if I'm too busy trying to deal with helping the aid and abetting the enemy, I might have a threat that I'm overlooking that might do me in.
I tell you what, I did. Okay, and I'm going to help him out. And what the question I'm raising is why doesn't today's law enforcement carry the type of medical supplies to help people? They're the first responders, right? They're the first people to car accidents. They're the first people to acts of violence. How come they don't have the supplies needed to help people? They have all the tools to and you know, harm us. They look like military. They're dressed like military. They have the tools, but they don't have, you know, the medical supplies. So that's just a question that I have.
All right, I'll let Larry Kirk respond to that. In the meantime, while the microphone's getting past him, I just want to say it's getting louder in the background, ladies and gentlemen, because we are live in Las Vegas at the Tuscany Hotel and Casino for the CSPOA conference, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officer Conference. Folks are just finishing breakfast and they're rolling up their sleeves and getting ready to go hard to work. So that's the noise in the background, live, simulcast, Liberty Roundtable, and USA Prepares. Larry Kirk, you want to respond?
Yeah, I think that's a great point. We actually have first aid kits where I'm at. And I know that, if I remember correctly, still the state of Illinois requires their police officers to become first responders when they're in the cabin. But it's a good point because you'll see a lot of times on videos on YouTube and just on news channels now where you'll see an officer shoot someone or tase them or a measure of steel on them. And then once they're handcuffed, they just allow them to lay there until an ambulance arrives.
Yeah.
I think that's a good point. I think that once someone is subdued, where there's no longer a threat, then you do it. I mean, they're still a citizen. They're still someone who's not been found guilty of a crime. You should somehow reach out to them in a compassionate way and try to assist. And I think that's something that should be addressed.
I think Dan's question is a great one, and I agree with that. However, I am concerned that we are making the police, instead of peace officers, enforcement personnel. And I'm concerned as we go more and more and more towards the militarization of those people, more and more and more to where they are thinking of the citizens as insurgents or enemy combatants or whatever term you want to use. Posse Comitatus comes to mind.
Well, sure is. But, you know, can we get to Posse Comitatus in a second? I wanted to go back to the hinged handguns before we forget that, because we said we were talking about that. Chief, do you carry, does your department own hinged handcuffs that you use on We the People?
No, my friend, it's against policy to use hinged handcuffs. You don't use chain handcuffs.
And, you know, hinged handcuffs are, I really believe they're devices of torture. People have had to have their limbs amputated because the circulation has been cut off by these devices of torture. I call on every state to ban the ownership of hinged handcuffs. They are literally devices of torture. What do you think? What do you, how do you respond to that?
By the way, I agree 1,000% before I respond. I just want to say this, too. If you stumble and fall, if you have the chain handcuffs, you can catch yourself a little bit. You're not going to go anywhere. But these hinged handcuffs make it even impossible if you stumble to even hold yourself upright, Larry Kirk.
But, like you said, I think it's not just a threat for the person that you now have in custody. I think it's also a threat for officers. One thing, whenever you're trying to take someone in custody and you're trying to cuff them maybe in a hard situation in an area that's closed quarters, trying to get someone's arms in a specific position that the hinge handcuffs are required due to the way they're made actually causes trouble and a lot of times causes harm to the person. Where with the chain, you can actually manipulate the handcuff to reach the person's arm or reach the person's wrist instead of trying to pretty much manipulate the person in a hard way to get them handcuffed. So yeah, I definitely think that not only is it it's a bad thing for officers, I think it's a bad thing for that person because it puts them more at risk trying to get them in that situation and get them in a position to handcuff.
And literally, let's say you were going to arrest me. You're much taller, you weigh much more than I do. What's wrong with handcuffing me in the front?
Well, we allow it. And I think that a lot of departments have got away from it because of different scenarios where someone's had a knife on them or a gun on them or they've still fought. I think that that's one of those things where we've taken the officer's ability to kind of judge the situation and say, this person is being compliant.
Yep.
Maybe it's a outstanding traffic ticket that they thought they paid or they thought their attorney paid and they didn't.
Right.
And now you're going to handcuff them and put them back in the car. And I'm a tall guy. I don't fit very well in the back of any police car with a cage. Mm-hmm. I can only imagine what it's like with a handcuff behind your back. If someone's being cooperative and they're not showing any signs of threat, they're not armed. Why can't they have them sitting, with their hands in front of them? Well, we've taken that ability for the officer to judge that out of their hands, and we're just now handcuffing everybody behind their back. And I think that's where we've got that mentality to where everybody's a suspect, everybody's a threat, and the officer can no longer make that judgment on their own. And like you said, maybe extend some kindness and allow someone to be able to sit back up their hands in front of them.
And what if it's the wrong guy?
Yeah.
But let me ask you this. Situations happen, and you see it in the news and on the internet and so forth. There is a 2:00 in the morning raid on apartment 101, and it was supposed to be 201. And there's an elderly couple in there, and he has a heart attack because the door is bashed down. How do you react to that? What's wrong with a phone call saying, listen, we're at your door right now. There's only one way in and out of the apartment. We'd like to talk with you. Would you mind coming outside? Is there anything wrong with that?
Well, Vince, you're now getting into an area that I really like to talk about. We have done a show one day, but whenever a lot of people recently read the Rally Dog was booked by the police state and authorization police.
Yes.
I've been asked a lot about that in regards. And the whole drug war and the idea that we now got into a knock button, so he's knocking the earth within 2 seconds at the door, 3 a.m. and 2 a.m. in the morning, I believe is actually causing more of a public danger to officers and to the citizens than the way we used to serve warrants and knocking on the door or calling someone. Or, the idea that we have tactical teams serving misdemeanor warrants at 1:00 and 2:00 in the morning is obscene. I mean, look at how many shooting incidences we've had where an innocent individual has been killed or even a police officer has been killed and something that never should happen. You look at the state of Utah. I'm sure Sam's probably familiar with it. The incident where a police officer and I believe 4 or 5 others were shot doing a 2 a.m. Raid on a house where a guy who was growing marijuana not selling cocaine or crack or heroin. They haven't killed anybody. Wasn't burying bodies in his basement. And does a raid at 2:00 in the morning. And if someone bangs on my door at 2:00 in the morning, I'll tell you now, I'm probably going to be in the hallway with a firearm. And then the idea that we're going to knock on the door and just wait 3 seconds to answer at 2 a.m. is ludicrous. It's obscene.
Well, I'm thinking at my farm. It might take me a minute.
Are they on tables in there?
If I'm upstairs, it might take me a minute to answer the question. Okay? Now, my greatest fear, and I'll say this on the air, and I'd like to know what your thoughts are. My greatest fear is that you're crashing through the door. Men in ski masks, men with BDUs on, men with battle gear, men with shotguns, AR-15s, semi-automatic weapons, automatic weapons, flashbang grenades. If that goes off in the house, I don't think I'm going to be happy about it. I don't think these guys are going to be my friends. Now, if a shootout ensues, am I wrong to say, holy smokes, to my wife, this, we have been invaded. I don't know who these guys are. How do you respond to that? It's dark at night, no lights are on, I hear this noise, boom, 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 boom. Am I within my right to defend myself?
I think there are many, and I have way too many examples of people where I could look back now and say that the person at their house was right in, but they were within their rights. Like I said, if you look at some of the studies that my recently, they actually say that once that if you're woken from a deep sleep, that you're actually impaired at a level of some people are in regards to alcohol intoxication. You know, you're not able to comprehend what's going on. You can't, for example, like you said, if somebody bangs on your house at 2 o'clock in the morning and you go to reach for your gun in your nightstand, wherever you have it, or you get up just to walk towards the door, you stumble, and then by the morning, you stumble to the bathroom. It's the same thing. So now all of a sudden, you're going to start a confrontation. So yeah, I think that at some point, we have to say, hey, these people have a right to defend themselves because they don't know what's going on.
Chief of Police, Larry Kirk, Old Monroe, Missouri. Dan Rondi, Sam.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, what we're doing is we're broadcasting live from the Tuscany Hotel in Las Vegas. And Sam Bushman is simulcasting this on his network, and we are broadcasting on Genesis Communications Network. We have two different clocks, two different sets of commercials, running at different times. So
what's really going on is Vincent has all the commercials. That's all I'm saying.
I won that one, didn't I?
Yeah, absolutely. Right.
And we had the contest, and I got more commercials.
I won, I got less. Now, I'm asking Larry Kirk. He's a police chief in Maryland. And we're talking about this excessive force being used by police agencies all over the country. We're concerned about it. We think it's unnecessary. And we think it's creating angst and hatred and frustration and all kinds of problems for the society at large. Right before the pause, and so everybody's caught up on USA Prepares, I said to Larry Kirk, hey, cops are making light of this. I saw a video where this guy got tased. And then the guy called for backup or whatever. And when the cops came, he sauntered over to his buddies. And he goes, hey, man, that guy decided he wanted to go on a ride on a taser. And he was making light of this. And the poor guy's on the ground screaming, going, being tased. And this guy's mocking him. Larry, what on earth is going on with our society? And these cops, what's that guy's name, Kevin?
Kelly Thomas.
Say his name real loud.
Kelly Thomas.
Okay, his name is Kelly Thomas. That's right. Kelly Thomas. We covered this a week or so ago because he got murdered by the cops in California. Then they went to court and tried to hold the cops accountable for just beating this guy, literally beating him to death. And the cops got off scot-free and they said there was no malicious intent. That's beyond my comprehension. But what on earth is going on when these cops are getting to where they're treating people like this? They don't have a conscience, it seems, Larry Kirk.
Yeah, that's true. Like you said, there's no compassion anymore. And, you know, kind of touching back to what we had previously discussed, is we're not taught that we're being cooperative with our fellow citizens. We're no longer looking at, for example, the people I serve in my city as being fellow citizens, as being, as being invested in this idea of community. Instead, we're now a little bit above them. You know, we've been blessed by the government to have these powers, so we're going to enforce them. And losing that compassion has now put us in a bad spot. So like you said, you now have people who enjoy inflicting pain and looking back at it and laughing about it. instead of thinking, well, was there a way to get out of it? Was there a way not to? But even if worst case scenario, you had to use the taser, why take any enjoyment at all in inflicting pain? And you see videos where after people are handcuffed, officers still inflict pain because there's some type of mental belief or understanding in their system of thought that we have to inflict a little special punishment after someone runs from us or someone tries to fight with us. And I think that the more and more of these videos are coming out, the more and more that other peace officers have to start standing up and saying, hey, this is enough of this. It's giving us a bad eye, and you're making life tough on all of us.
We talked last night about in Missouri, it is against the law to resist arrest, even an illegal arrest. Could you tell us a little bit about that? Because to me, that's beyond the pale.
Well, the lead up to the story was there was an impeach Obama overpass protest that was taking part in St. Charles City, Missouri. And if you watch the video...
Now, can I just go on record and say those are fantastic, by the way? Anyway, continue.
And I've participated in them. I've been on the bridge, and I've said, hi, I'm Vin Finelli. People go, wow, I listen to you on the radio. So this is us. We're talking about us on these overpasses protesting Obama being in office. But please continue.
It was one of my fellow oath keepers named Don Wheat there in St. Charles, and he's a chiropractor, very nice old guy, but a doctor, not a militant, not a young guy, not brash, very nice, very respectful gentleman. And the Missouri Highway Patrol shows up on the scene, and they advise them that they need to pretty much leave the area.
Why though? Hold on. You can't do that?
Well, what they were saying was that they were posing a traffic problem, traffic hazard by being on the side. They were claiming that it was causing accident. Whether or not that was.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.